8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
Hello, I'm David Gorin, host of the Shortwave Shindig, coming to you as part of the annual Winter Shortwave Listeners Fest on WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida, 7570 kHz, Shortwave, at Wavefarm's WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. For the next 2 hours, we'll hear selections from the Shortwave's Long Distance Open Call for Audio Work, inspired by the long distance listening experience and the signature sounds emanating from the shortwave radio spectrum. The call is in conjunction with the 35th anniversary of the Winter SWL Fest and Wave Farm's 25th anniversary, and is a joint project of the North American Shortwave Association, Montez Press Radio, and Wave Farm, a center for the transmission arts. I'm David Gorin. We open our second hour of Shortwave's Long Distance with Radio Invention SWLD by Edward Rahelski.
After collecting sounds from various shortwave stations, I created Radio Invention SWLD specifically for this shortwave long distance program, and I'm grateful it was chosen to be included in this broadcast.
That was Radio Invention SWLD by Edward Rahelski.
This is Griffin Rue in Brooklyn, New York. This piece is Cosmos, a modular circus on Strange Attractor. Strange Attractor is a book exploring the uncertainties and poetics of environmental events, technology, and sound, and I constructed the spoken portion of this radio piece by sequencing lines from the book. And the sound component is also a mix of my own work and the work of others.
You little box, held to me when escaping so that your valves should not break, carried from house to house, from ship to sail to train, so that my enemies might go on talking to me, near my bed, to my pain. The last thing at night, the first thing in the morning, of their victories and of my cares. Promise me not to go silent all of a sudden. Move the needle of your radio receiver along the shortwave band. Between the foreign voices and the alien anthems crowding the invisible frequencies, there stretches a deep gulf. The gulf is filled with an enormous hissing and sometimes with a prolonged humming blaze, like wires stretched between the stars. You are listening then to the size of the world and its false electronic intimacy. You are listening perhaps to what the Hindus call akasa, the dark which has no end. The term strange attractor originates in the mathematical field of dynamic systems and represents the phenomenon of a minute change in a complex behavior that greatly affects the overall pattern. A sparrow in a tornado, fuel sloshing in a tank. The phenomenon is chaotic, the pattern observable yet unpredictable. A strange attractor gives rise or image to something or someone unknown and nearly fictional. Like a moving target, a magnetic stranger, a parasite posing as a host. After centuries of eye-dominating Western culture, electronically configured information retrieved the primacy of the ear. Of acoustic space. Acoustic space has the basic character of a sphere whose focus or center is simultaneously everywhere and whose margin is nowhere. The notion of acoustic space has its provenance in the Book of the 24 Philosophers, a 12th century book of unknown authorship containing 24 definitions of God. God is the intellectually knowable sphere whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. It was this definition of an infinite gaseous sphere that rippled through the Renaissance and survived the 20th century. Once upon a time, religion was the source of tension for the reconciliation of the imagined abstract with ordinary struggle. Today we have piles of invisible networks, things, non-things, too large, small, to be seen or mapped in totality. Is God webbed? Is sound a god? Immersive and proximal, sound violates the distance that separates the visual object and subject. The head can be amplified as a drum. What happens when acoustic and mental space are one? Humans knit pattern from noise. Where we seek answers, we find faltering constellations, assemblies of ghosts. Digital immersion lingers like a sunburn. One of the things that links a lot of high-frequency trading with political discourse, democratic participation, the media, Twitter, is that the attention around high-frequency trading took place in a period when regulators became extremely concerned with transparency. The concept of transparency came to dominate financial markets. We ask for transparency in data and information, but we don't ask about the infrastructures, which are very opaque. There is this case in the United States that was very revealing. There's a senator, Rick Santorum, who's far right wing, who opposes measures that would accept gays in the military, etc. And a group of organizations decided to do something about that. Santorum was running in the primaries. They organized a website where they asked people to give the word Santorum a new meaning, and they gave it one that had a connection with anal sex. And they replicated the use of this word throughout the internet. So when you Google Santorum in that period of history, the first five references would be to anal sex. And then his personal website would have been like the fifth or sixth. He complained, and when the primary started, for some odd reason, Google had this update in their safe search algorithm. And suddenly, it wiped all these references. They went to the fourth page or something, and his personal site became the first one. And Google said, "No, that's just a change in how people link," which was magically done somehow. You can see everything in the internet if you mine data. But it's not transparent because you don't see what the infrastructures are made of. You don't know what they're doing precisely. You sort of know what they're doing, what the broad specs of the algorithms are, but you don't know how many redundancy systems are inside, where the connections are to the power. They want to guard these things. They don't want people to see the servers. Vibrant patterns emerge from non-linear, unpredictable systems. A cosmos sounds colossally unbounded, and then delimited, then miniature. And these variations of micro and macro can be identified within and as cosmoses of the physical sciences and literary fiction. The cosmos, it has been said, will contract toward one singular point, or conversely, is spreading out to suffer an entropic heat death.
We just heard Cosmos, a modular circus on Strange Attractor by Griffin Rue.
Hi, my name is Javier Suarez, head of sound laboratory at EPI in Spain and ham radio operator. Late in the night, some weird sounds are captured on the dial. They are far different from our everyday language. Nevertheless, Humans are capable of discovering in the succession of sound stimulus the game on which communication is based. The concurrence in time of these signals builds electrical harmonies launched into the radioelectric space, giving voice to machines. All the raw material used in dialogues comes from RTTY signals recorded in the 20-meter band.
Was Dialogues by Javier Suarez.
Hello, this is Gregory Kramer in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and this piece is called Remote Regions.
Thank you. time.
Acetone, 19 hours, 36 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
That was Remote Regions by Jeffrey Kramer.
I have always listened to shortwave radio. It was introduced to me at a very early age. I have always been fascinated on how faraway places could be transported close to me. Listening to shortwave radio is like going for a long walk. There are times where the path is sinuous and loud, and other times silent and flat. Always something new around the corner. My name is Ricardo Paris Silvestre. I am a sound artist based in Portugal. This work is called Stride.
I'm not
această energie verde. Prin investiții în 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 această energie verde. 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 Energie verde.
We just heard Stride by Ricardo Paris Silvestre.
My name is Jeff Economy. I'm from Kingston, New York, and my piece is titled Orthicon Ghost. An Orthicon tube is a bit of television imaging equipment from the 1950s. I first learned of them from a punchline on Ernie Kovacs' TV show. I may be conflating TV and radio paradigms, but to me it's all one big signal. The difference is that with radio, you make your own pictures. Broadcast signals may compete for dominance, but in the end, it's the hand on the tuner, the house, that always wins.
pasando con Cristian. Cristian ya hace casi dos años recibió una brutal golpiza de oficiales de la policía política, los jefes de la represión ahí en la ciudad de La Tuna, y le fracturaron a golpe un brazo. Luego ya en prisión, que pasó más de 40 días sin atención médica, la salud de él continuó deteriorándose a pasos acelerados.
Trace. is very good.
Was Orthicon Ghost by Jeff Economy.
Freeze, Thaw, Stephen Bradley, in Catonsville, Maryland. In my recent sonic composition, Freeze, Thaw, I investigate a virtual SDR dynamic filter to detune the signals of distant web SDR shortwave signals as a form of audio ready-made, grounding the shortwave soundscape within a universe of modulating low and mid frequencies.
We just heard Freeze Thaw by Stephen Bradley.
This is a piece entitled Interposed Voices. It was written by Pleurodesis in 2022 in Athens, New York. The piece consists of shortwave radio transmission noises sliced up, filtered, and reassembled.
That was Interposed Voices by Pleurodesis.
I'm Johnny Farrow, and what you are about to hear is called Circuits Waves. It is comprised of a mix of various shortwave radio recordings captured in the United Arab Emirates. In one sense, the work is location-specific, but it is also outward-reaching, defying the curvature of the Earth. The act of tuning a shortwave receiver allows one to directly connect to the global, the cosmic, the electromagnetic. As an artist working with this material, I am just as much interested in what is between broadcasts as the broadcasts themselves.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.